In this episode with personal trainer Stephen Campolo, we talk about his evolution of nutritional and weight training philosophies, taking him from the traditional bodybuilding diets to a more experimental approach, or low-level biohacking, as I like to call it. He's a big proponent of counting calories, at least for a while, with a few other tricks. So if you're interested, stay tuned.
How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals.
If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want.
But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode.
This is part 2 of 3 of an interview I did with personal trainer Stephen Campolo. If you like to catch up, just go back an episode. Stephen, let's move on to nutrition, like things you've learned, adopted, your philosophy on food, and I don't know what your diet is technically right now or what you preach to your clients, but love to pick your brain on that.
Yeah, so it's funny because over the years, it's really evolved. My stance on nutrition, what works, what doesn't work, what's the best diet, right? I get asked a million times a week, as I'm sure you do. Stephen, what's the best diet? Should I do intermittent fasting? Should I do keto? Should I do carnivore? Should I do a 72-hour fast? Now everyone's doing a 72-hour fast. There's a million things out there. And I understand why people get confused, because you watch one YouTube video and a guy's telling you to do this. You watch another YouTube video, a guy saying, don't eat carbs. Another YouTube video saying, it's just information overload. So when I first started my journey years ago, I was more along like the bodybuilding diet, where you have to eat 6 small meals a day. You can't go more than 2 hours without eating because then your metabolism slows down. That's how I started. And then all throughout my 20s and over the years, I just started to really experiment with different things. I tried intermittent fasting. I tried keto. I've tried carnivore. I've tried all these little things. I tried tracking my calories. And the one thing I found over the years, and especially knowing like my struggle with food addiction and binging, I really had to try to find something that allowed me to not go crazy or not, you know, put myself in a position to where like my cravings are sky high, or I'm not eating enough to where I'm going to end up binging. So what I found is we all have to eat a certain amount of calories to lose weight, right? Most people, their goal is to lose weight, lose fat. So in order to do that, we have to be in a calorie deficit. For example, my calorie deficit number might be 2000 calories, as an example. So now what they've found, and they've done studies on this, is if you want to eat 6 small meals a day, as long as you're hitting your 2000 calories, that's perfectly fine. If you want to eat 2 meals a day that are 1000 calories each, that's perfectly fine. If you want to have one big meal, that's a big 2000 calorie meal, that's perfectly fine. At the end of the day, as long as you're staying within your daily calorie range, your results are going to be the same, whether you have 6 small meals a day or 2 meals or 1 meal or 4 meals. So I always tell people, just it's really preference, right? Like for me, I'm not hungry in the morning. So I like to wake up, I have my coffee, I go to the gym, I get my workout, and then I'll have my first meal around maybe 11 a.m., 12 p.m. That's when I'm hungry. I'll have a nice big lunch. That will hold me over till probably 4 or 5 o'clock. I'll have a big dinner, and then I might have a snack at night, but that still works for me. For someone else, they might wake up hungry. They might want to eat something, right? Or they might be a grazer. Like my wife is a grazer. She doesn't eat big meals like I do. She just grazes all day long. So she'll eat 8 times a day. She's not eating that much food when she eats, right? So for most people, especially if they're just getting started, I say, download MyFitnessPal. It's a free calorie tracking app. Start tracking your calories, just so you have some more awareness around how much you're eating, because the truth is most people don't know how much they're eating. They just think, okay, well, I'm not eating that much food. But when you really start like tracking things and measuring things and weighing things, you realize like, oh crap, I'm eating 300 calories. I thought I was only eating 1800 calories, right? But they're putting olive oil on their salad, or they're having a little bit of peanut butter, and they think it's one serving of peanut butter, but it's really 2 or 3, or they're having mixed nuts. Well, a handful of mixed nuts, that's like 500, 600 calories right there. So calories do matter when it comes to weight loss. And I always tell people, if your goal is to lose weight, take a few extra minutes a day and actually measure how much you're eating, track your calories. You don't have to do it forever, but just do it for the first week or two to really have some more awareness around how much you're actually consuming. This way, how to either taper it back a little bit or adjust for fat loss. So
yeah, that same thing I do, my MyFitnessPal or whatever app you're using. And I do for myself just quarterly, just to get a snapshot of things change all the time. I'm trying new things. And like you said, oh, I started putting olive oil in my coffee. And is it really a tablespoon or is it really 2 tablespoons? And you do your quarterly adjustment, you count it, and you're either under or over. And typically it's over. I'm like, oh my God, no wonder I'm packed on a couple more pounds there. And then you just adjust. But
one other point I wanted to harp upon, because I know you work with a lot of females, as do I, And I always tell my female clients, especially if the lady comes to me and her goal is fat loss, right? One of the first questions I ask, well, are you measuring how much you're eating? Are you tracking calories? Oftentimes they're not. And the analogy I like to make is if a petite female comes to me, let's say she's 5'2", right? And her lean mass is, let's say 180-ish pounds, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe she's 80 pounds now, but she wants to get down to 130 pounds-ish, right? Well, the truth is she really needs to be that much more careful with her calorie intake. Because someone like me, I'm 6'2" and I'm around 200 pounds. If I overeat my calories by a few hundred calories, it's really not going to have a large impact on me because I'm a bigger person, right? Like I have a bigger engine, yeah. If you will. Whereas someone who's smaller and they don't have as much muscle tissue as, let's say, I do or you do, well, if they overeat by 100 calories or a few hundred calories, like it's going to be damn near impossible for them to ever see the scale move or ever see any, you know, real progress because they're just dealing with a smaller engine. Right. Yep. It just is what it is. I know it's not a popular statement to make, but the truth is if someone is on the petite side, you have to really be careful with how much you're eating and really track those calories because that really could impact the difference between you losing weight, staying stuck, or even worse, gaining weight.
Yep. No, I 100% agree with that too. And then on the flip side, someone a little bit more petite can easily, on a balanced diet, get enough protein versus if you're a little bit bigger, how hard it is to get the amount of protein needed to pack on that lean muscle mass. So that's your scenario for that 5'2" woman. That is a thing and that is a struggle they deal with. But probably for you and me and females that are a little bit heavier and taller, that's the struggle for the taller people is getting enough protein. And then man, unless you're doing shakes, it is just so hard to hit those requirements. So I always work with clients and usually a protein shake, one or two, is how I work with the system there.
Yeah. I mean, even for me, when I first started, I used to be very big, obviously, as a starting in the bodybuilding world and in the fitness world, protein is everything. So my protein used to be just stupidly hot, right?
Yeah. Doesn't need to be that much.
Yeah. But like all the research has really shown you don't need 1 gram per pound of body weight. You probably need like 0.8 or even 0.5 to 0.8 per gram of body weight. And what I like to tell people is this, when you're figuring out your protein number, I like to use my goal weight or my lean muscle mass as my protein goal, right? Because if I'm 200 pounds right now, let's say I'm 14% body fat, right? Well, maybe I have 20 pounds of body fat to lose to get down to my lean muscle mass around 180 pounds. So I really only need 170 to 100 grams of protein per day. I don't need to be eating 2 grams or 220 grams of protein, right? Because your body fat doesn't need protein. Your lean muscle tissue does, right? So that's why I always tell people with protein, you don't have to go crazy with protein either, but there are ways I've learned to get my protein. Like I love protein bars, right? Especially today, the protein bars taste like candy bars, like the Quest bars, the Barbells bars. I mean, there's so many great brands out there now where it's like, you don't even feel like you're eating a protein bar. Or they have these Quest chips now where it's like one bag is 20 grams of protein and it tastes really good. Or even Greek yogurt, and I'm mixing my Greek yogurt with my protein powder and having some fruit in there or maybe some honey. I mean, that can easily be 40 grams of protein. So I've learned different ways over the years how to hit that protein number relatively easily instead of just sitting down with a pound of meat in front of me saying, all right, like let's shovel it all in. So there are ways to definitely make the process.
Yeah. Just for me to make it easier, I'd think whatever your body weight is right now, that is probably the max for grams of protein and your lean body would be more of the, not even minimum, but the target. And then other than that, for a lot of people, I just tell them not everyone's the same. For my 16 years of being in this business and doing the same type of stuff you have with biohacking your own body and bodybuilding, that kind of stuff, is learn to listen to how your body reacts to stuff, whatever diet it is or fasting or maybe protein, you just don't feel great and less protein makes you feel better. Everyone's different. And just track your results. That's the biggest thing, how you feel and the results you're getting. And I think that's the way to go before obsessing with calculators and MyFitnessPals and that kind of stuff. Just use those as tools.
Yeah, I agree. When I start working with a client, I'm very big on data and numbers. So I will have them start tracking their calories. But if someone just reaches out to me or has a question, I'll generally won't say, start tracking your calories. I'll just say, hey, listen, here's a free meal plan to follow, right? Like just start getting consistent with eating healthier foods. Like maybe just cut out the Cokes or maybe just cut out the Starbucks coffees in the morning. That's a 300 calorie coffee. And then you're having a muffin too. So just start cutting out the eating out and the coffee stops. And if most people do that, they'll be surprised at how quickly they'll see weight loss happen. Then as things start to change and their body start to adapt, then you could implement things like tracking calories and really dealing with the minutia of things. But for most people, if they just move their body a little more and fix the eating out so much and the snacking so much, like they're going to see great results. So just making those small changes could yield large benefit.
Yep. And I promise you, for everyone listening, it's not just one Starbucks coffee that you're putting creamer in. There's tons of opportunities to clean that up. So it all adds up.
Thank you for listening. And I just wanted to put out there, if anyone has any questions about dieting, working out, supplements, fasting, you know, I can go on and on with all the different topics on this show. Please check out my show notes for my email or check out my website contact page. And let me know what your question is, and I'll do a whole episode about it. One of the funnest parts of training clients is, you know, everyone's different, has different issues. There's always that one thing that kind of catches me off guard, and I might actually have to do a little research for it, but I love playing that personal trainer detective. So please reach out if you have something, and thanks for listening.
If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.